it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, nothing new right now. You know, obviously he suffered the injury, didn't come back in the game yesterday with the hamstring. I'll have better information when we start practice and we get to those days. You know how those things are, kind of at the moment. So we'll get to that point and kind of figure out with AJ. Other than that, I think we came out the game pretty clean.
That's Raheem Morris yesterday talking about AJ Terrell and the fact that he tweaked the hamstring in that win over Minnesota on Sunday night and didn't come back in the game. And no timetable on that yet, as you heard him say. Who knows? I mean, hopefully it feels okay and he can play on Sunday against Carolina. If not, hopefully it's short term. And
yeah.
You know, you got a little bit of depth there. Probably not one of your deepest position groups, but yeah, hopefully he'll be okay soon.
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, I'm just going by what I saw. The way he grabbed it, it didn't seem like it was something short term.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I could be 100% completely wrong, and we'll just wait to get the official report and all those things because they don't have to do it right now. And so hopefully we'll know more about it tomorrow. But, I mean, it's a big deal when you lose him because of what he allows everybody else to do. He plays locked man-to-man all the time. And so for him not to be there, it's going to be an adjustment for Ra and the defensive coordinator and for Brick and all those guys because you're going to have to deal – you can't do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're going to – I'm not saying you're going to have to go all the way zone and stuff like that. You still could be aggressive and mix things in. But at the same time, who you were doubling before, you might have to double another guy. It's just so many different things when you lose a corner of AJ's caliber in your defense. But yet, you know, they still have got to find ways because what made his job easier is the fact that they were able to pressure the way they were able to pressure.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
Is if – if there's ever a time to lose your number one corner, maybe it's as your pass rush is starting to emerge a little bit.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not going to go crazy.
No.
I hope that the pass rush is emerging. What they did on Sunday night was amazing, and I hope that they can continue to look like that throughout the year. But I'm not going to get over my skis about the fact that they have now found something or whatever. It's just been so long that they haven't had it. That one game with it, I'm not getting freaky with it, okay? Not getting freaky with the pass rush just off one game.
No.
Now, hopefully it's there. Hopefully it's there.
But they need, and I think the biggest thing, they're going against the Carolina team this week that just lost another lineman.
Yes.
Like, they're banged up on the offensive line also.
That's another thing I was about to say but then decided not to because of recent memory. It's like, if you were going to miss someone on defense, at least it's against these guys. But, I mean, you know, they put 44 up on them.
Yeah, they put 44, and I think they got better at the skill position players.
Yeah, they don't look like it
they
yet.
Don't look like it. It's a rusty
but
form.
But it's early.
But it is early, and we'll talk more and more about this as the week goes along. But, I mean, you got so much good built-up credit right now.
Yep.
Don't go to Charlotte and lose it all back.
No, don't do that.
Don't go to Charlotte and lose it all back.
No, don't do that. Like, the best thing you could do is, you know, there's not a lot of blowouts in the NFL, so no one's asking for that. But just a convincing, like, professional win over a bad football team
would be nice.
It would be really nice. Because Bryce Young looks not good.
No.
Like, he looked really bad at the beginning of the year last year. They benched him. He came back, and he looked better than he did.
Right.
So I think a lot of the reaction was, oh, he looks good now. No, he didn't. He looked better than he did. He looked good against the Falcons.
Damn sure did. Damn sure did.
He looked good against the Week 18 Falcons. But, like, you go look at the numbers in the final month of the season, he was still bottom 5-6 in the NFL in terms of most categories. It was just not the worst.
Right.
Like he had been. Like, he was the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, but I mean,
and then they benched him. And then he came back and he was slightly better. And it's like, by comparison, not so bad.
No, but I mean, just don't lose your good credit. That's all I'm saying.
Don't lose the good feeling.
Just don't do that.
Don't do that. Go to Charlotte against your will, obviously.
Yeah, they don't want to play a football game in Charlotte.
No, they prefer not to. All right, let's hear from some of the games last night, two Monday Night Football games last night. This is not how it ended, but it was cool to see this guy get in the end zone.
Second and 9 at the Bucs 25, Stroud under center. Hand off Chubb again, up the middle, 20, angling right, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Houston! Chubb to the house! And the Texans lead Tampa Bay.
Oh, so happy to see that. Because
yeah,
you know how I feel about Nick Chubb. He ain't that guy, man. Nope. That burst is not where you saw on the earlier, they threw a screen pass to him. Just, you know, and I understand this man, I've seen bad knee injuries. He's had two of the worst I've seen. Remember the one in Tennessee on the sideline, that mm-hmm. one, and then this recent one he just had. Yep. You know, you hate it because he was still in the prime of his career. Not saying that he can't get something back. But, it was great to see that last night, watching him run. Obviously, Baker just did Baker things, man.
Yeah, that's what happened at the end.
He was so damn good at the end, man. I mean, and to avoid sacks the way he did, because the pass rush was – they were coming.
Yep.
They were barreling down on him. And just that little – on fourth down, just a little shoulder, yep. Andy, a little dip of the shoulder allows the defender to run past him and allows Baker to get on the scramble.
Well, that's 2 weeks. They've done the same thing to the Falcons and the Texans, where – team takes the lead late. Baker gets the ball back. You have him.
Yep.
It's 4th and 10.
They had him. You got him.
And he does the Baker thing where he sneaks out and he runs for a first down and everybody gets energized. And they drive the ball down the field. And you knew what was going to happen as soon as they got in the red zone.
Yes.
They were going to run all the time off the clock and they were going to get into the end zone and score. And they did. And that's 2-1 score wins now, like less than field goal wins or field goal wins for them in 2 weeks. They're 2-0.
Yep.
And that's kind of what Baker does.
Yeah, that's exactly what he does.
He's an irritating guy.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what he does, man. And they went in there, got the win. They still can't protect CJ. That throw that he threw to Nico was, the throw, the catch, though, to be able to get your feet down the way he did.
They're in trouble, man.
Yeah, because they can't.
They can't protect him.
They can't protect him. And I know they they traded off Laremy Tunsil, and they thought this young kid was going to be they're just still young at that line. And they got the one thing that you need to capitalize on, and that's a good quarterback, because I do think CJ Stroud's a good quarterback on a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually you have to pay him. Mm-hmm. Eventually you're going to have to come up off that bread.
Well, now this is year three, you know. I mean, you go from that to year three pretty quick.
Because
rookie year surprised everybody and played better than rookies have played and mm-hmm. all that, and they go to the playoffs. Last year, big step back. I wouldn't say it's entirely because of him. I would say it's because they couldn't protect him. And they tried to fix it in the offseason, and it just looks the same. Now they're 0-2, and we know the story of teams that start the season 0-2.
They're in the South.
That's true.
They're in the South. I ain't ready to believe
Colts
in Daniel. I ain't ready to believe in Daniel. Daniel. I ain't about to call him his nickname.
Yeah. But they're 2-0.
But they're playing good, man. Yeah. And that damn Ty Warren, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Any way they could get him the ball, they do.
Yep. Has he thrown a pass yet?
No.
No.
But it's coming.
Yeah, he will.
It's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that
guy.
It's coming. All right, let's hear. We haven't done a ton of this lately, but when good stuff happens, let's get into it. Here's Acuna going deep.
Ronald Acuna lifts this high and deep to left, and you can forget about it. A towering shot for Ronald Acuna Jr.
Beautiful. Nice to see.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Kind of been a rough month and a half for Acuna, but he's been playing better for about a week now. Drake Baldwin with another one as well, just furthering his rookie of the year campaign. And nice to see Spencer Strider have a couple good starts.
That was
the
biggest thing for me, Bunk, was watching him go out there again and have another solid start. And we talked about just trying to build something into the offseason for him, confidence, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. just going into, you know, into the offseason and working on whatever he needs to work on before next year's spring training. But, yeah, watching Ronald go yard. Obviously, Matt Olson, who is, you know, he's been so consistent this year. I know he has some rough patches, but I think for overall, mm-hmm. has there been a more consistent Brave at the plate all year?
I don't think so.
No. Just up and down. I know that he had, especially early on, had some issues or whatever, but I think he just had an outstanding season. And, you take the ones as you can. You take the ones like today. You got a doubleheader, which is going to be, starts at 1 o'clock soon here.
Yeah, I mean, try to hit some home runs.
Nationals.
Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Did y'all listen to the broadcast last night?
No.
Missed it.
Oh. I was curious as to why Spence was wearing 21. So if anybody knows.
Who's wearing 21?
Out there in Texland. Should have sent us a.
His jersey?
Spencer Strider was wearing 21 last night.
Huh.
Oh, no, definitely noticed that.
Yeah. Unless I'm not mistaken, the same shaved face kid that
maybe they forgot it.
Yeah,
they may have. I was figuring it made a similar. Like, surely you're not going to go from 99 to 21. Just
Yeah, I don't know.
To try to change some mojo, but he don't really need to change a whole lot.
Well, maybe they forgot.
Shaved his face and changed his number.
Maybe he forgot. Yeah, I don't know. That could be.
Remember several bets for LSU Clemson. Maybe he lost this bet for Tech Clemson.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. But yeah,
betting on his alma mater.
If anybody knows, let us know. That's interesting. I didn't see that. The Hawks traded. Kobe Bufkin last night.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the backup point guard.
Everyone thought he was going to be the backup point guard.
Well, maybe there's somebody on the roster. Is Dyson Daniels been working on his handle in this FIBA, whatever tournament this is? Where I saw Giannis was crying yesterday. I was like, what the hell? He won a medal for Greece.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, but, no, I don't know. I
mean, they got to make a move, though, right?
I know. I think probably they do.
Who's out there?
You know who's out there.
I'm telling you, dude.
No, can't do it.
Why?
I mean, you can't walk it back, man. Oh, who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
I was talking about Cameron Payne.
Oh, I definitely want to talk about him.
Okay, good.
But you know what? Yes, please do that.
No,
please bring it. Bring in campaign and let us have him his first interview in Atlanta.
I mean, I might as well not come to work that day. I mean, there's no professional way to handle that. Either I lie to everyone or tell the truth and make it worse. Like, I can't do that.
He's still out there for real?
He is. I Googled it as soon as I saw that trade. As soon as I saw that trade, I was like, please tell me someone signed him and I didn't notice. No, he's a free agent.
Hey, guys, it's Friday. Me and Andy will be at Twin Peaks at Kennesaw, so come by and have lunch with us, enjoy food, drinks, and scenic views as we get you ready for the big weekend in football.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Friday, 11-2, up in Twin Peaks of Kennesaw.
All right, Mike Conte will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on what the Falcons did on Sunday night. Some college football conversation as well. Don't go anywhere. Oh, we'll ask him about the Kobe Bufkin trade, too. And see what he thinks about that and what their plan is at backup point guard. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.